Redeem your Ladbrokes on free bet spins or even cash in for real money. That's Ladis Faction from Ladbrokes. And for extra Ladis Faction, here's the T's and C's. Let's rock.
18 plus. Participate in selected promotions to get Ladbrokes.
Olivia Culpo here to tell you all about the launch of the new Abercrombie Spring Denim Collection, made the way denim should feel. Their denim has always been a staple in my wardrobe and has a wide range of fits, styles, and washes. Every jean is available in both their classic fit and viral curve love. Shop in the app, online, and in stores.
We were young. It was COVID. We wanted to be released. We smooched them on the lips.
We smooched them. Sue me. If we were to take our joint Tinder stateside, someone would be dead.
We're feeling good. We're feeling confident in our duo Tinder. What else could we do than look for another match?
You're nuts if you can't see how that would sting a little.
And he's like, you could go up that ladder and see if there's one. And he points to the back room. There is a ladder with no lights. Scariest thing I've ever seen in my life. Going up to an attic. Good morning, Miss Barry.
So lovely to see you.
It is so lovely to see you. I have never been happier to sit down and chat with you. It's not like we've spent the last 5 days together, but we're still not done.
And it's not like we're seeing each other next weekend.
We're drinking, sorry.
Oh, no, please. Oh, take it away.
Just so you know, we're having our very high quality, very high class Dr. Pepper in a Jack Daniel's glass.
We're elevated. And I don't want to say we're elegant and I don't want to say we're classy, but if the shoe fits.
If the shoe fits. That's what I always say. If you think that I'm telling a story about you, if the shoe fits, I'm sorry. You have to wear it.
Sorry.
Okay. Chicago.
Chicago. Chicago.
Okay. Your hometown.
My hometown. Hi, Chicago.
She is a Midwest princess. The original one, Chaparral Roan, took it away from her.
Yeah, sorry. If you hear my A's and if they sound a little sharp, that's why.
I think they sound sexy.
Thanks. Oh my God, wait. I'm blushing. Don't make me blush. Okay, so Chicago, let's get into it. My funkles, if you will, my gay uncles who are my funkles.
Gunkles.
My gunkles. My gunkle funkles. They invited me to dinner with my husband on one condition, that I bring a cute, gorgeous, fun, flirty, fresh, single friend of mine to join the party because they have a single friend that they want me to introduce, or they needed a girl to introduce. And I was like, no one comes to mind, because this was way earlier in the summer. No one comes to mind. And then poof, an epiphany, if you will.
I popped into your brain.
You popped into my brain and I was like, hey, long shot question. Would you want to come? She said, oh, my flight's booked. Oh, I'm on my way. So now she's coming to the Windy City to meet a suitor, a potential suitor.
Okay. And we did have a funny moment this morning when we were talking about this guy. You know, we're saying he's a business owner. He's a young entrepreneur.
He is.
And I was thinking, yeah, me too.
She's like, oh, I know. We're going to have a lot in common. We have a lot to talk about.
We're going
to
have so much in common. I, too, consider myself a young, creative entrepreneur, business woman.
If the shoe fits.
If the shoe fits. And then imagine me sitting my ass down to explain to a proper businessman, educated, proper, kind man, what my job is.
Wait till this man hears about what we have going on next month.
Do we? Okay.
We've had a day. You guys,
there
we've had such
so
a day.
Much happening right now that I feel so overwhelmed and I have so much to say. I think we stay on Chicago for a second before we get on the fact that we are going on a haunted world tour. Self-inflicted. No one invited us on this tour. We inflicted this tour on ourselves. I first went to the beautiful city of Chicago when Brooke and I became friends in LA. I went to her hometown. We had a little hometown friend.
She hung out
date,
with all my sisters. My parents took us to the Nordstrom Cafe, as you do, the Woodfield Mall, clock it. And
it was so much fun.
It was so much fun.
And it was like wintertime. I've never been to Chicago not in the winter, so I'm really excited to see it when it's like green
and
luscious.
Which is really mean of me if you think about it.
It's so mean.
Because Chicago winters are like horrendous and the summers are amazing. So We have reached that level in our friendship where I can show you Chicago in the summer. You're going to love it.
We're finally friends. I get to see Chicago in the summertime.
You've made it, girl.
But the last time that we went to Chicago, I would say we were both having a little bit of a rough time.
A little bit of a menti bee, if you will.
And it was during the time that it was St. Patrick's Day. So I did get to see the river neon green.
The river was green and
we went on a bar hop.
We went on a bar hop and I don't even know what else we did. Oh, we went to the Art Institute. You got a headache.
The Art Institute. I was crying about something.
Oh, you know what you're crying about?
The Jewish man.
Yeah.
It's always the Jewish man. You wonder what the fuck I'm crying about? It's always been the Jewish man.
Yeah.
Why?
It's one of two things.
What's the other?
A man holding a fish.
Oh! You ever see me in a bar and I'm crying my little heart out? Just know it's either about a man or a fish or my long lost Jewish man.
And show me the man holding the pike.
I don't know what's worse.
I don't either, actually.
Maybe the new potential suitor will give me something new to cry about, the entrepreneur.
He better not. I'll kill him.
Okay. Well, I'm very excited. We get to go to Chicago next week. We're living large. And the best thing about having a long distance best friend and starting a podcast with your long distance best friend is now we get to plan something every month and we can write it off to the IRS as if it's business.
Thank you, IRS.
Thank you, IRS. Most for just beautiful, gorgeous girls.
No, it really is so fun seeing on my calendar, like fly to Denver. It makes my life infinitely more joyous because it's just bestie time.
It's just,
and we have a little sleepover party and it's so fun.
Not only were we brainstorming last night, okay, I want to tell you what the Brooke and I got into because
let's get into it. Let's
if we're just
it.
Getting into the recent events, live here. My mom hates it when I say that I live here alone, but I feel like because I'm a YouTuber, there's no way to work around it. Okay,
she lives here alone with a fat security system. I have
a guard in the front. He's so big. He's 500 pounds. He will sit on you and squash your bones.
You heard it here first.
I have full time lions. Can rip your face off. Alpacas. Don't come to my
door. Be careful.
Lasers. Anyway, I have a high security system as a girl that lives by myself. I
the preface.
Love scary things more than anything in the world. I love scary movies. Mm-hmm. I love anything ghost related, anything spooky.
Halloween Horror Nights.
Halloween Horror Nights. That's what I was telling Brooke. That's my favorite part of the year. And I've already confirmed with my brother that we can go to Halloween Horror Nights. Oh my God. Love. Oh. I don't like a real haunted house. It's a little too much. I don't want them to touch me. I don't want to be chased. I'm not a fast runner.
You want a high budget decoration, basically. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I love a scary movie. It's my favorite time. So Brooke and I got to indulge the other night. My point of saying that I live alone is that I can't watch scary movies when I'm here by myself. Right. I can't watch a ghost hunter. I can't watch a little conjuring. No, because when you're watching something by yourself and then going to sleep here in the middle of the night, if I heard anything, I would genuinely
call
911.
You hear one bump in the night, you're at Vicky's house.
There's a demon. I'm being submerged to hell.
Cookie and Cha-Cha look at a wall for a little too long. Suddenly it's haunted. Like they're looking at a ghost.
Yeah. And I don't know if I've ever said this online. Someone did die in this house. Do I say that? Is that too much information?
No.
He had a peaceful life. He had a really peaceful life.
It was a peaceful death, but a death nonetheless.
It was a death nonetheless. And he was angry, I believe, when I was tearing this house apart. But now that it's done, I think he's friendly.
Well,
anyway.
Can we also just really quick get into the fact that when we were on live stream, everyone was like, there's orbs. Mama, orb behind you.
We did.
Look at me like, guys, stop. Like, stop.
A good little live stream we did. And everyone was saying, look behind you. Yeah, look behind you.
There's an orb. And I was like, no, there's not. And then I saw one and I was like, okay, all right.
Cut. We had to go.
Cut.
But because Brooke was here, yay. Best week of my life.
Sleepover.
We got to indulge in a new channel because we were looking up, spooky things that we could watch to get in the spirit.
To get in the spirit.
And
yeah.
We found this channel called The Fear Factor. I believe. Fear Factory?
Fear Project.
Project Fear.
Project Fear.
Okay. It was close. The concept was there. Project Fear at the Penhurst Asylum. It's a two-part series. I highly recommend if you live
halfway
with another person.
Halfway through part one, Morgan goes, why the f*** isn't this on Netflix?
It's Netflix level
scary. I just hope to God they're faking it.
I also hope to God we're faking it. And Brooke and I are sitting here. It's a two-part spectacular. They're each over an hour. Whoever is running this channel deserves a raise. Google?
A raise.
You need to assign them onto Netflix or something. It was so good. Go watch it. And Brooke and I are sitting in bed thinking, we could never do this. Fuck this.
No,
we cannot do this.
Poor girl. into the basement by herself. And they go, the ghost here only likes to pick on women. Go in here alone. All right. Setting her up for absolute, for hell on earth.
And like a bunch of psychopaths, they're like, we're sleeping here, but we're all sleeping in our own wing of the asylum.
And no flashlights allowed. Huh? All right. Damn. So we're laughing our asses off being like, these people are crazy. They're psycho. We could never do this.
We could literally never.
We get so scared. I didn't even realize it. I was like inching closer to Morgan. Morgan goes, can you back up? Sorry, like I was getting a little nervous. Then we watched part two the second night. The scariest, actual scariest part of both videos happens. I go, Morgan, did you see that? I hear her honk shoe me-me-mings asleep next to me. I was like, bitch, you did not leave me alone to watch this by myself. I could not believe it.
You know what the highest form of flattery is, Brooke? When you're here, I can pee without hesitation and I can fall asleep like that. And the only other person I can do that with is my mother. And cut to us being like, why does everyone in my family think that we're gay? Mm-hmm. We're sitting in my bed together, this close, butts touching, like, oh my God, they just saw the ghost.
We're shivering in our actual timbers both nights, actually quaking in our boots. And then what did we decide to do next?
So Brooke is gonna help me a lot in this lifetime because she is a plan in advance girl, and sometimes I need a little push.
That's okay.
I need a little, like, and I can be like pushy back, but I need a little push being like, no, if we want to do something cool.
Because then you find
cool,
the middle ground. It's like, I'm all the way one way, you're all the way the other way, and then we find a gorgeous little middle ground.
We're always meeting perfect in the middle. So Brooke was saying, hey, if we really want to plan out things, we should start looking into what we could do for Halloween in advance.
Because we're Halloween girls. Ready. Because we're Halloween girls.
What better time of year is there? Okay, so
nothing.
I'm thinking, you know what? Let's wrap it back to the beginning. Let's go to the Stanley Hotel. I call the Stanley Hotel this morning. I say, hey, weird question.
And she's on
like,
a whim.
She was like, I already know what you're going to ask. Yes, we have a haunted room available. I was like, crazy question.
She goes, do you want the complimentary bottle of wine or not? All right. The ghost tour starts at 4:30.
She's exhausted. She's so tired. She's like, I already know what you're going to ask. Cut the speech. Yes, we have room 4:13 available.
Yeah. Ghost tours at 4:30. Be there, be square.
So, oh my God. God willing, this lady had the most haunted room at the Stanley available. And keep in mind, when we went with Shane, I had not started my YouTube channel yet, and we did not even get the most haunted room.
Which
they
like,
didn't have it. You have to book it like so far in advance. So the fact that they had it, I was like, Brooke,
a month
it's
before
a sign.
Halloween.
We have it's to crazy. Go. We don't have a choice. So we made a little plan.
Flight is booked.
Flight is booked.
I'm coming to Colorado. And then we're like, all right, like what else can we do? And I said, oh, my dream. Salem, Massachusetts, because of the witches, guys. I'm so
after
excited.
We get done seeing the demons at the Stanley Hotel, why would we stop there?
Can we also talk about, she goes, okay, so you have some choices. There's a couple walking tours. There's like a grounds tour, a shining tour, the ghost tour. And she goes, and then there's the frozen body tour, but that one only happens at 2:30 and there's only one of them. And Morgan goes, we're just going to do the ghost tour. She's like, oh, you don't want to learn about the frozen guy? It was literally called like the frozen guy tour or something.
They have a literal, the manager's in the basement in an ice cube. Like, get me the out of here.
He's like, it's chilly in here. Anyways.
We should invite him over for a sleepover in our room.
Maybe should not. We be the frozen guys for Halloween?
So yeah, we are going to have to figure out because we're going to be podcasting live from the Stanley Hotel. And I was thinking, Brooke.
But it gets worse.
Let's just go on a world tour.
It gets worse. So okay. Stanley Hotel.
Take it away.
First stop. Second stop. Salem, Massachusetts. What hotel, you ask? The most haunted hotel. We call them. We're like, surely the month before Halloween, all the haunted rooms are booked. They go, good news. Room 312 is available. I think it's 312.
Whatever the scariest room is.
Morgan's like, I don't even say less. Booked it. Holy shit. We're going to Salem. Lock in for a minute. Next words out of her mouth after two nights of us being like, we'll never step foot in this place. They're psychopaths. She goes, cool. So I'm gonna call Penhurst Asylum and just see what their availability is.
Listen up. Huh? That means you. Yes, you. We know you're pointing at yourself. When it comes to Paddy Power games, we've got a place made for all sorts. From the experts to the drama queens.
It's May, the GC.
The finance bros. Look at those stocks, lads. We'll stick with slots. It's what we're good at. And not forgetting you. Yes, you, the one listening. Because at Paddy Power Games, we've got all sorts of games for all sorts of treacles.
Eligibility rules and terms and conditions apply. Please gamble responsibly. 18+ gambleaware.org.
And I said, no, the normal tour is not good enough. I need to book a private filming session at night.
At night? You guys, we can bring 10 people. We don't know
come?
10 people. We don't know 10 people.
Us looking at each other like, who should we bring? Oh, well.
We're stuck. We got stuck at 2. Shit. And we have it from like 7 p.m. to 3 in the morning. What the fuck are we going to do there until 3 in the morning?
I know what we're going to do. We're going to podcast.
So if you see us podcasting from the lawn of the Pennhurst Asylum, you heard it here first. And I'm sorry in advance. We're going to be screaming.
Just know you're about to be locked the in for Halloween.
In.
And if you think I'm joking, I'm not joking. We've already booked flights.
We have another location that we haven't even picked out yet because we're going to be all the way over there.
There's a lot going on.
So what we're trying to say is we don't know what we're wearing, but we know where we're going. And
well,
see
we
there.
Can wear something simple and cutesy.
Kind of like what we're wearing today.
Yeah.
Really
for
low.
Sure.
Really low effort. Like easy breezy beautiful.
We're so easy breezy beautiful. We're just beautiful girls no matter
natural.
What.
Natural. We're naturally beautiful.
You know what?
Like especially today, like I think that it's just a testament to like our natural beauty. And I love that for us.
Natural girls.
Uh-huh.
So I thought we would go back in time and tell you one of the most iconic stories, if you will.
It was kind of the start of our post-LA friendship era where we became long-distance besties. During this time also, key information, Morgan had been single pretty much at that point. You hadn't had, since
it's
I had known
long,
you.
I was in the desert for a long time.
And I was the oasis.
I couldn't find any water anywhere near. I traveled for miles. There was no water.
And I was drowning in a lot.
Brooke was married.
I was drowning in a long-term relationship that was not ideal.
She wasn't actually married, but they were playing marriage and house.
Yeah, we were playing house
at like
terrible.
Baby age.
Yeah, it was like 18 to 22. I was drowning. And right before New Year's Eve for 2021, I was like, I can't go another day. I'm done. I broke up with him on FaceTime. Thank God.
He deserved it.
But then I was like, Morgan, I'm going to go down and take a little trip to Cabo, Mexico. Do you want to come? And she's like,
of course.
I'm booked and busy. Let's go. So Morgan meets me in Cabo in like early 2021. Now, key element of this, was the first time I had been single since I was like 18 years old and I had just turned 23. So it was a lot like I was feral, chomping at the bit. Morgan was like, whoa.
I thought Brooke and I were friends, but I had never met single Brooke and she was a different beast. She was a new and refound woman, which I think that everyone who was in a long-term relationship straight out of high school could relate to you a lot in the fact that you didn't realize how deeply you were in it.
Yeah.
Until you were out of it.
Well, and I didn't realize how much I was like suppressing like what I really wanted to do, which was just to like go out and be wild and carefree until I was like, you know, leash was off. And I realized that my favorite sport was being a professional flirt. And Morgan was like scared out of her mind. She's like, what the, whoa.
You know what it's kind of like? You know when you go to PetSmart and you see the hamster in the cage and sometimes they're like, a hamster got loose. And then the hamster realizes that there's more hamsters in the store. Kind of like that.
I was a hamster. I was a hamster.
She got
off
released.
The wheel.
Yeah, she got released from her cage and then she realized, holy shit, there's
like,
so much out here.
I was a hamster on a wheel and then they put the hamster in the glass ball and I was a hamster running around.
You got to see the whole store, mobile. Not just the cage.
Yeah. And I was flirting with the ferrets. Anyways, so.
And the fish.
Morgan gets to Cabo. At this point, I'm like having the time of my life because I had for the first time in my life gotten on Tinder. That's a threat. That's a threat. When I discovered that I could get attention from men I never had to see in real life, something devious unlocked in my mind. I found it was my favorite video game of all time.
Well, yeah, that's the thing about dating apps that is honestly a little scary, because it really doesn't feel like real life. And it honestly, in my personal experience, I've had very little dating app experience, but it doesn't feel as if the person on the other end is even real.
Real.
It feels like an actual game.
Yeah, it feels like a simulation. Like a dating simulator. If you've ever played those games, I have like six of them on my Nintendo Switch. Anyways, so Morgan arrives and I'm like, Morgan, I'm having the time of my life on Tinder. Like, I'm having so much fun. Like, this is hilarious.
Me,
like,
fear in my eyes. Oh my God, is she okay?
She's like, oh my God, you're single now. You're salivating. Are you okay? I've been twitching. I'm like, yeah, I love it. I'm having so much fun. And so something overcomes us, because then we start being the silly, goofy girls that you know and love today. That part hasn't changed. And when she arrived, we took an infamous photo. And there's a golf course attached to where we were. And there was a sign pointing to two different golf holes on the course. And one sign was pointing this way and said hole one. And one sign was pointing this way that said hole two. Hole one.
Hole two. So we set up our little self timer in a prestigious ass golf course where like men who are someone are roaming around, and we're like, oh my God, this would be the silliest little picture ever. They're like, all staring at us with fear in their eyes, like, mm-mm. Someone's dad come get
me. And I want
girls.
You guys to know it was like from behind, squatting in our leggings, because we were on a hot girl walk.
We were on a little hike.
We unlocked something that day that it's like the Dybbuk box. It's literally like an energy unleashed from us that we didn't even know, because what sparked it is we had gotten all these cute pictures together like throughout the trip, and I was on Tinder or something, and I don't know who uttered the words first. I'm sure it was me.
I think it was you.
I was like, what if we did a joint Tinder? Now,
yeah, because Brooke was having so much fun on Tinder. And then I was getting a little FOMO, you know, I want to see who's on here. I want to lurk around. Yeah. I want to play the game. I want to be in the simulation. Let me in.
And you know us, we love to match. We love to share. We're on top of each other all the time. So it only made sense that we had one account now.
And we're straddling on Tinder together.
Yeah, this is beyond against the terms of service.
Is it?
Girl, you know how I know it is? I am now banned. On both Tinder and Bumble.
Yeah,
because
you
of
took
it.
The bullet on that one for sure. Because I could re-lock back in.
I can't. The only one I could use is Hinge. And
except she's married now.
Yeah, so don't worry, guys. I took one for the team, but I needed to. Someone needed to stop me, and it was God himself. He said, sure, make the joint account, do it.
So not only while we're on this trip do we have the bright idea of let's make a Tinder and put that we are Brooke and Morgan, and we are looking for another duo who also happens to be on vacation in Cabo that we could hang out with. You know, we want you and a plus one. Hit us up. And not
duos
only did we make this Tinder, we then proceeded to take the most 21-year-olds on Tinder photos that you could imagine.
Like, I do want to tell you guys, I was in pigtails in one of them. And if that harrowing image doesn't just send a shiver down your spine, I don't know what will. It was pigtails.
There's no hairstyle on you that could be scarier than pigtails.
Pigtails and a self tan. Are you fucking kidding me?
In our bikini tops.
Oh, hell. In the kitchen.
Face app to make our boobs look bigger.
All right. Yeah, fine. We're getting into it. Fine. Oh, yes. Our boobs were enlarged. Fine. Know, sue me.
Even with our enlarged bitties and our beautiful pigtails, we did have a big success story from our duo Tinder, and we did get a lot of matches.
We did. And so what we started doing is
we were swingers, Brooke, thinking back.
We had a little Beveragino in us. We'd sit in the hot tub and we would FaceTime strangers. It was like Omegle, but they had my phone number. What the fuck? So we're FaceTiming them. Him and his buddy were in town just for the weekend and invited us to go to this like lounge. And we're like, no, like, oh my God, we can't make this IRL. Like, it's one thing to just like FaceTime strangers. We can't. And something, we looked just like particularly cute one night. And some evil.
We got possessed by the Tinder demon.
Possessed by the T-wool?
The TD, the Tinder demon, came out to bite us in our ass and said, you have to go.
Yeah.
You have to.
No, it was do it for the bit. And fuck, did we commit to it.
I also feel like everyone had been particularly held mm-hmm. in for way too long because this was the first trip that we had taken where it was semi okay to mm-hmm. be out and about. We had been locked away for way too long.
Fighting at the rails bits. Of my enclosure. I was a caged animal.
A wild tiger at the zoo. Yeah. You didn't need to watch Tiger King. You could have watched Brooke on Tinder. Sorry. Brooke and I think something could be funny. All logic goes completely out the window and across the country.
Hearst. Exhibit A. Like, we're like, this will be funny.
Just us two.
Just us.
For what? For who?
Oh my God.
For you.
Love you guys. Okay. So walk with us. We show up at this lounge meeting two strangers, Wakizi and his friend. I don't even remember
his
name.
This is the first time I'd ever been on like a dating app date.
Is that true? Me too, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Holy shit. Yeah, me too. We did it together. Aw.
Of course.
So we go and we just start immediately drinking tequila. Vibes are good. Vibes are good.
Yeah, they're very nice. Very wholesome.
Very wholesome. The one guy, Wakizi, just fell so deeply in love with Morgan. Love him first sight. Like truly, truly love at first sight.
I think vacation love is different though.
It is.
It's like seeing someone at the airport. How it's like
seeing someone at the airport. Yeah. COVID was like letting up, but everything was still closing relatively early. Because it was still like you would get a reservation and like sit at a table. It wasn't like walk around yet.
It was adjusted hours.
Yeah, yeah. And so we had like reservation at this table. And they were like, okay, well, we're going to go back to our Airbnb. Do you want to come? And we're like, Morgan and I are looking at each other. We're like, we can't possibly do that. Like, these are strangers. It's one thing to meet them in public, but we're in Mexico.
We are in Mexico with full strangers. And what do your parents say? Don't do anything weird in Mexico. Just don't.
No. But what did we do? Something weird in Mexico. So basically, we had a driver drive us there. And I walked down to his car and I was like, hey, I'm really scared to tell you this, but we need you to take us not to a hotel, an Airbnb. And I also want the record to show this.
And not our hotel, someone, not where we came from, someone else's.
No, and this
Airbnb.
Is in like the desert. Like, no, this is a cautionary tale. Don't fucking do this, please. Please don't do this.
It's miraculous that we didn't actually get kidnapped and sold to some sort of
yes
something.
They're putting me back in a cage. Like, damn it. So anyways, we're like, hey, can you take us here? And he's like, I really have to like caution you against this. Like, don't. And we're like, it's fine.
And he keeps trying to talk us out of it. This nice man is trying to respectfully say,
girls, like, you guys
are acting like idiots. Don't do this in the nicest way he possibly could. And we said,
And we're like, okay, how about this? Hear me out.
You take us there anyway.
45 minutes in and out. Like, we go, we'll only stay for a little bit. And we'll be out in a flash. And he's like, okay, fine. Cause he's also, this driver has known me like for a long, like my family goes to Mexico a lot. So he knows me and he's known me since I was like a teenager. So he's like, Brooke, I'm like, I'm sorry. Renee, I'm sorry. You have to take us. Renee, we have to go. So Renee takes us.
He's like, Miss Brooke, please. He was like, I'm begging you.
Miss Brooke, please.
No.
This is really dumb. And I was like, Renee,
what? Why?
Renee, look at how cute I look.
We have our mini skirts and our pigtails on.
Yeah, come on. So we go. We get to the Airbnb. Vibes are up.
Honestly, they were so fun.
They were
so nice.
So fun. We got so lucky. They were so fun.
I think after we had one good experience with our duo Tinder and thought, wow, we really got to run for our money with that one. We got a little too confident.
We got cocky.
We're feeling good. We're feeling confident in our duo Tinder. What else could we do? Then look for another match. Brooke found a very nice lad that she was messaging with, and it started with just her and him messaging, and then he decided to drop the fact that he had a friend so we could do a little duo meetup.
Right, because I was like, can you not fucking read? We're a package deal.
And, you know, this meetup was a little sketchier.
It was a little different.
It was a little sketchier than the first one because they wanted us to meet them at a resort that they weren't staying at, that we weren't staying at, and they said, we know that we can sneak on to the beach, the pool.
It was a beach. It was a beach club attached to the hotel. So the
but
beach
it wasn't
club
open.
Was public. Yeah. The beach club was open and that's like a public area because it was a public beach. But the hotel, obviously, it was like private property. So we weren't like trespassing, but it was after hours.
It was after hours. So there was going to be nobody there. They wanted us to meet them at this public beach that was behind a hotel. So there was not a single soul insight
except for Renee,
except for the driver
who had to drive us back. And he said, Miss Brooke, I cannot believe you're asked me to do this together. I'm like, it's fine.
Get off Tinder. Anyway, yeah. Here we go. So we get all cute. We decide to bully Renee into taking us like, back Renee, to meet more mysterious men on Tinder. And he's like, you know what? I'm just going to wait for you guys this time. Mm-hmm. Don't make it. Make it quick. Make it really quick. Mm-hmm. So we get to this beach. It's pitch black. Not a person in sight.
Well, we started at the restaurant. So there was like cutie little string lights.
Oh, I forgot about the restaurant.
And so the vibes were good at the restaurant. They were like funny.
I blacked that part out. There was a restaurant and we had a few drinks beforehand.
Yeah, so there was like a restaurant, tiki bar vibes. The vibes were up. And it was And it was very obvious. Like the guy I had initially like talked to, we kind of vibed. And then you and the other guy vibed. And so it was a very easy situation.
Everything that you need to know about these two men, they didn't have shoes.
Yeah.
Because they were yoga teachers. And we said, what brought you to Cabo? They said, oh, we're soul searching to study for our next yoga
retreat.
They
were road tripping. They had like driven up South America or something like that to like get their... they smelled is what you need to know.
All you need to know is I have no business being around any man that's an outdoors man ever again. I am a woman of the great indoors and I stand on that till the day I die. The second that he told me I'm a yoga instructor, I should have been like, you know what? I'm going back in
the car. If I have to see your toes on the first date,
Toenails.
Put those dogs away. And
not even flip-flops. Bare feet. Mm. Bare ass feet. Yeah. These men decided to have the audacity to meet us at a restaurant in bare ass feet.
Yeah. Confidently.
So that's all you need to know about the mental state that Brooke and I were in, where we decided to look at their full ass hairy toes and stay. But sure, the vibes were up.
No, and I'm speechless because you're right. Because thinking back on that, I cannot believe we stayed. Anyways.
So we migrate, okay? We're at the restaurant.
The restaurant, like bar, closes and they're like, but you are more than welcome to go towards the beach where we have these like loungers. They're kind of like sofas, like beach sofas.
Imagine a ginormous ass day bed.
Yeah, but two of them, like on either side of
each other.
So we go down to the beach. Vibes are still high. Then what happened? I'm afraid to tell them too
because I'm going to put my parents to shame with this one. We didn't do anything. A kiss is harmless.
Y'all, we smooched them. Sue us. Confession, we smooched the strangers on the beach. Sue us.
We smooched the barefoot yoga teachers on the beach.
Sorry.
Where this started, okay? I was vibing with one. Brooke was vibing with the other. Mm-hmm. Sure. Fine. We were young. It was COVID. We wanted to be released. We smooched them on the lips.
We smooched them. Sue me. So we're smooching. Me and homeboy, we're vibing out. Then I hear some commotion over to the other day bed. And I'm like, and the dude I'm talking to, he's talking to his boy. He's like, what?
They're kind of like talking code to. They're like,
yeah, they're like talking gibberish. Like yogi.
Neopets.
They're like from Animal Crossing. So they're talking in like weird boy code. And we're kind of looking at each other. And we're just like, I gotta pee.
I'm like straddling this man. And they're like,
oh yeah, we forgot about that. We were really, we were getting down with it.
They were speaking their yoga gibberish.
And Morgan's like, I gotta pee. Like,
I really had to pee.
I'm gonna go back to the hotel, like behind us and pee.
Oh, so scariest side quest of my entire life.
So you and the guy, your dude, you go up to the hotel.
So this man walks up kind of like close to the restaurant again, but keep in mind the restaurant is closed. Okay,
it's like a shack. It's an outdoor shack
and he's standing there and he's like, okay, you can take it away from here, go and find the bathroom. I'm thinking, great, I don't want to take this barefoot man in the bathroom. I don't think he wanted to go in the bathroom with his bare feet. Anyway, I walk into this shack restaurant outside. There is not a soul to be seen. The staff has gone away. I see one man.
It's like kind of late. It's like probably like 11:30, 12.
Yeah, I see one man who, looking back, very well could have been a homeless person. Like, I'm not even exaggerating.
Like, might not have worked there.
I don't think he even worked there, Brooke, because he was there like full like wife beater tank top, shorts on. Didn't look as if he worked at this luxury resort that was closed.
I also want the record to show while this is happening, I'm like stargazing. I'm like, la, 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 that's the little dipper. That's the big dipper.
Yeah, I have to pee so bad. I am shaking. My knees are shaking. Everyone knows I have a small bladder. Could it be a sign that something bad is going on? Sure. But I've always had the smallest bladder. I have to pee like every hour at a minimum. So I see this guy. I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. Senor. He doesn't speak English. Senor. Senor. Baños. And he's like, you could go up that ladder and see if there's one. And he points to the back room. There is a ladder with no lights. Scariest thing I've ever seen in my life, going up to an attic.
I don't think we've ever debriefed this.
We've never debriefed. Oh my God. And in that moment, I had a fight or flight moment of, oh my God, if I go up that ladder to a dark room because this man is telling me the bathroom is on top of the shack, I am certifiably the dumbest female of all time.
So I'm asking for it.
I don't say a word to this man. I just full 180 twist and I speed walk away. And then I see the guy and he's like, did you go to the bathroom? And I'm like, sure. Yep, I did. So then we go back and Brooke and whatever the fuck his barefoot name was, Barefoot Dreams.
Yeah.
They're still like, la-di-da, looking at the stars. And we get back to our smooching.
We get back to our smooching. And then they're talking code again. And we're like, what the fuck are y'all talking about? And then I hear the words, bro, I want to switch.
Get closer to the magic this summer and step aboard our 3 or 4 night Disney Cruise Line sailings from Southampton. Dance with some of your favorite characters. Be enchanted by West End style shows. Become immersed in imaginative dining experiences and more. Create magical family memories that will last a lifetime. Book now at disneycruise.co.uk. Subject to availability and conditions. See more on disneycruise.co.uk.
They say go big or go home, but now you can go big at home with the Big Arch on delivery. That's right, the Big Arch is back and it's here to stay. Big Arch for big McDonald's hunger. Order in the McDonald's app. Serve from 11 a.m. 18 plus. Service fee and small order fee may apply. Upcharges apply to delivery orders. Subject to availability, price and participation may vary.
Bro, I want to switch.
Is it time to switch?
And we're like, what the fuck are you guys talking about? And the guy I'm with is like, dude, I'm not doing that. And other boy is getting kind of pissy.
Oh, he was mad. He was like, no, it's time to switch.
To switch.
He wanted Brooke and I to get up and switch
musical
places
chairs
so that Brooke could be kissing with him and he could have like a little roulette and I could go kiss the other guy.
I'm going to throw up.
And so all three of us are like, no.
What are you talking about?
No.
And so the guy who's like who I'm with is like, bro, I'm not doing that. Like, fuck off. Like, I'm not doing that. That, what a weird thing for you to say. And I remember him being like, that is so disrespectful. Like, I remember him saying that. He's like, that's so disrespectful.
Yeah, his friend kind of clocked him, which is kind of hot.
Yeah, he was like, that's so disrespectful. Like, A, I'm not doing that. And B, like, what the fuck's wrong with you? What does the guy Morgan's smooching on, what does he do next? He gets
so mad. Red in the face, looks like the angry red emoji, like,
oh my God. He takes his barefoot piggies and goes, if we don't switch right now, I'm gone. Homeboy's like, fucking
acting as if it was a threat to us
and acting as if like we're disrespecting him. Holy shit. So what does this man do? He takes his bare feet and all his audacity and starts running.
Not walking.
Running into the dark streets of Cabo, Mexico. The guy I'm talking to, he goes, he doesn't have a key. He doesn't have a key and I have his wallet and phone in my pocket. So I don't know what the fuck he's going to do. And I said, do you want to go after him? He's like, no. Like, I'm not leaving.
Then he just wanted to like vibe and like chat with us. And he was so nice.
The three of us ended up becoming buddies. And we're all hanging out watching the stars. And Renee's like, Miss Brooke, it is time to go home. And we're like, okay, it's time to go home. We're having a good time. We then message the guys the next day. Come to find out, the guy that Morgan was talking to was like missing for like a solid couple hours. Finally got back in the early morning hours because he got lost.
Because he had to walk his bare ass feet through the streets of Mexico.
Serves
because
him right.
He was so mad that we wouldn't swap with him.
It's time to switch. What? And that was the end. Because right after that, we got banned.
We got banned. And you know what? That was rejection is God's protection. He saw me looking at the ladder going up to that bathroom. He saw the man walking out with his bare feet and said, these godly girls cannot be doing this Tinder date anymore.
If we were to take our joint Tinder stateside, someone would be dead.
No,
it would not have gone through. California saw our joint Tinder, hole one, hole two, we're done for.
We had to leave. It wouldn't have gone through customs. Yeah. It had to stay in Mexico.
It wouldn't have cleared customs.
We would have gotten flagged. And it just, it was a great era, but it had to end after that. And you know what? I really hope that man found a pair of shoes. And I really hope that he adopted a few more brain cells. Keep in mind, these men teach women yoga, which is also the most haunting thing I've ever heard of. You're going soul searching so you can teach a yoga class? Bro, look up a YouTube tutorial.
You know what? You just like unearthed from me.
Go to Core Yoga. What's that place called?
Core Power.
Go to Core Power and ask for an instructor class. You don't need to be walking around Mexico barefoot.
And what you just like unearthed from my brain is while you were playing Chutes and Ladders trying to find a bathroom and I was sitting there stargazing, I was like, so, yoga. He's like, yeah. Do you want to hear me speak Sanskrit? What the fuck? I go, yeah. Yeah, I do. He started speaking a dead language to me and I'm like, what the fuck am I doing?
No, we have no interest being involved with yoga boys.
No. And so anyways, note to self, joint Tinder is fun, but dangerous. Play at your own risk.
Play at your own risk. And just know you have a very small window before you get banned.
Is
Tinder still a thing? Do people still Tinder?
Yeah.
You know, when I was on an airplane last week, the guy next to me was with his mom. And he was his mom fell asleep and he was scrolling Grindr the whole time. The amount of raw weenies I saw on a plane on someone else's phone just by doing an accidental, because I'm not a phone lurker, but just by doing an accidental.
No, but if they're in the middle seat.
Oh, how close are we? I'm on the aisle. So I'm like, are we seeing land yet? I saw weenies on Grindr and I didn't know it was like that.
I'm so sorry.
No, Brooke, have you ever seen Grindr?
No.
Men put genuine nude photos of themselves on Grindr, and it not only tells you everything about, like, are they a top? Are they a bottom? Are they into freaky shit? What are their kinks?
Ah!
It is like a sex website. I kid you. Tell me if I'm wrong.
Guys!
But not only that, it tells you how close they are to you. Like, this man with the 4-inch weenie is 0.2
not
miles
four
away.
Inch weenie.
Yes, you can put sizes of your weenie on Grindr. It's crazy.
Up.
It's
should
crazy.
We make a joint Grindr?
You know,
should we face app ourselves into boys and do an investigation? I'm scared, actually.
All right, I think we've learned our lesson.
Now you just saw in real time how we end up getting into fuck ass situations.
Maybe we'll get pictures for our Grindr when we're at the asylum.
We're checking ourselves in.
We are fully checking ourselves in. And I think that is, that's our Tinder gate
and that's Tinder gate. That's how I got banned off of Tinder. And I'm banned off of Bumble for the same reason. Because I think Tinder went down first and we're like, let's make a joint Bumble.
And that one was, ship sank right after.
Can I tell you guys something right now? That whole story was a lie because I was already banned off of Tinder. The whole story is real, but we were using Bumble. It was a joint Bumble because Tinder, here's the story. It's short. Basically, I had moved to my hometown, my small hometown, and I was using my pictures. Well, there's nobody in my small town, in my age range, dating. And I put my photos on there, and I kept getting reported for catfishing. What the fuck? I get an alert. It's like, you were flagged for catfishing. Like, you're not real. I'm like, what the fuck? Don't spit.
came out of my nose. That is for them to look at your photo and say, that's not catfish. That's not a real
in
bitch.
In Illinois, that's not real. I was like, you guys, I took these in LA. Sue me. Sue me. I know how to do a winged liner.
I already have Face App. Sue me.
Fuck. Oh my God. So yeah, basically I was already banned off of Tinder because of a catfishing scandal. It was me, I swear. Fuck y'all. Me pissed. So then when we were going to make our joint account, it was Bumble.
Yeah. Either way, it was a bad idea.
Either way, we lived, we learned, and we'll never do it again.
We respect all men now. Thank you.
Okay, amen.
Should we go into our stories?
There's nothing I'd love more. Do you want to go first?
Sure.
I can't believe the internet now knows that we smooched men on the beach.
Let's get into
our
favorite game of Am I the Asshole? Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to read the title because I think that it'll give it away too much.
Okay.
I like to keep you on the edge. My wife is fully obsessed with Taylor Swift for the last year, and that's all she listens to, every Taylor Swift album, on a continuous loop when she's working out or even just walking around the house doing stuff. Okay. Spent $2,000 to go see her recently at the Eras Tour. Probably spent another $200 on merch. I want to know how much this man has spent on OnlyFans.
He's on Grindr Premium.
No, if he was a gay, he would support Taylor Swift.
Amen.
Clock it.
Amen.
She filmed the show on her phone and will regularly put it on the TV and just watch it for hours. God forbid.
My Shayla.
I know I don't want to do live commentary because I want to keep us in the story, but God forbid she gets a return on her investment.
God forbid a woman has a hobby. Oh my God. It kind of sounds like your mom.
We'll also watch the live streams of her performances on TikTok or whatever streaming platform those are on. Is now going to see the concert movie. I mean, it's been nonstop Taylor Swift in our house for a long time now. She continually refers to the live concert as the best experience of my life. And she says Taylor Swift is a lifestyle.
Oh, she's a Swiftie. Sue
her. God forbid a woman have a harmless hobby.
God forbid a woman is a Swiftie. What the fuck is your problem?
She could be addicted to drinking, gambling, corn,
Tinder,
cheating, alcoholism.
Dr. Pepper. But no, she chose Taylor Swift.
I personally don't really get it. I've never been obsessed with anything to that point. Okay, just say you're boring. I love soccer.
Womp womp.
And would love to watch Messi.
That's like a soccer player.
Play. But I can't bring myself to spend $900 for a ticket to his upcoming match. It's just too much. I'm also really passionate about things my wife has no interest in, but I'm also not looking for her emotional support with those. Those are just things that are important to me and will remain important to me regardless. I have for sure made comments to my wife implying that the whole Taylor Swift thing is getting out of hand. I also was not super stoked that she was spending that much on one ticket to go see one concert, but ultimately it's what she really wanted. And when she had the money, I said yes, and I'm happy that she got to go.
When she had the money.
Recently, she blew up on me about how I don't support her as much as she thinks I should with her Taylor Swift lifestyle. She cites comments that I make implying it's a cult and the only one winning here is Taylor Swift raking in the dough and maybe it's time to focus on other things. Oh, so you just hate that there's a successful woman in entertainment. Got it.
Oh, so you hate to see a woman happy. Got it.
She wants me to stop making comments like that and stop rolling my eyes and be supportive of her and her interests. But from my perspective, it's really taking over her life and it just can't be that healthy to obsess over something like that. People need balance. I also thought one of the benefits to marriage was to have someone to tell you the kind of stuff and it shouldn't be an argument. So am I the asshole because I don't emotionally support my wife's obsession with Taylor Swift? One, she went to a concert and she went to the movie. That doesn't mean she's clinically obsessed.
I just feel like guys don't get the way that girls love things. Like,
no.
Women love things on a different level. I feel like I was a One Direction girl. That obsession, like, it runs deep. It runs in your blood. And like to this day, 10 years later, I'm still just as obsessed. But I feel like his thing is he should have gone to the concert with her. Like, he should have,
like, maybe try to learn about it. Maybe try to experience it.
Like, him showing such a disinterest when he hasn't even given it a chance, I think is, it's your wife. Like, get on the same page, you know?
Okay. And so she spent $2,000 to go to the concert that brought her endless joy for days to come because she still has those memories to look back on. Sewer. She spent 2 hours at a movie theater. Sewer. She spent 2 hours watching the film. Sewer.
I just don't understand where the lifestyle part comes. Like, is she dressing up as Taylor?
No, I think that he's being overdramatic, as men always are in these situations, because you want to know one of the scariest things about me that am hesitant to admit. Last year, I was in the top 0.5 of Taylor Swift listeners. And I don't even think at that point I'm like sickly obsessed to the point where it's like taking over my life.
Well,
I put it on in the background. I put it on when I'm cleaning. I put it on for Cookie when I leave home because it brings her comfort.
Since you're being so vulnerable right now, I have something to admit.
Oh, are you going to do it right now?
What? Oh my God. No, I know what you're, no, but I will admit part of it. I was in One Direction's 0.2%. And they haven't made a new song in fucking 15 years.
Like, we all have our comfort thing.
Are you going to do it right now? Oh my God. Someday you guys will know the depth to which this runs, but it's not today.
Let her warm up. Let her cook up a little. We're still preheating the oven on this. We got to let it fully bake.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, but as a person who would also say that I'm a Taylor Swift lover. I don't think it ever is to a point, even if you're listening to it. God forbid she likes to listen to something. And I think for a lot of us girls especially, it's just very nostalgic because it's what we grew up on.
Well, we listened to Taylor Swift, the two of us. Like when we were taking pictures yesterday, it's like all we listened to.
Yeah, because we were like, what can we play that me, Brooke, and Mom would all love? And everyone, without a doubt, knows Taylor Swift and can be like, ooh.
The thing that is weird to me is having such an like intense, it's you know what energy it's giving? It's giving all like the Chiefs fans that hated Taylor Swift because she was into football. It's like
she was ruining football.
Like it's a boys thing. It's like he's trying to bring that energy towards his wife's hobby. It's like, bro, not everything has to be for you. Let the girls live.
Did you ever see the video of the guy that was cleaning up after a Chiefs game?
Mm-mm.
And he was like comparing and showing like the contrast of what it was like cleaning up after a Taylor Swift concert at the same stadium versus cleaning up after these football fuck ass men.
No.
It was crazy. There was
like sparkling
popcorn and beer everywhere. And after Taylor Swift, people leave, it's like beautiful and sparkling. Aww. And he's like, I barely had to clean anything up.
It's because the girls get it.
I also dated someone once upon a time who had a very big distaste for Taylor Swift. And I said, why? What has she possibly done to you? And I said, what has she possibly done to you personally? And he said, she ruined football. And I said, did she really? Because you still watch every game. And as you still have the ESPN Red Zone on four different games. And I've only seen Taylor Swift one time. Okay. And on Instagram, you can now see what people like, right? So I'm dating this guy. He knows I love Taylor Swift. Live, laugh, love. Put fucking debut all over my face. Tattoo it on my forehead, Tim McGraw.
Teardrops on my guitar.
He's liking all of the videos of her getting booed at the Chiefs game, of men being like, Taylor Swift has ruined the NFL. And I'm like,
what I'm hearing is men are sensitive.
Do you just hate that something brings me joy? Like, what is your problem? I don't get it.
I think the consensus of this story is this sounds like a you problem, brother. This sounds like you should just let your wife do her own thing if you don't want to participate. Sounds like a you problem.
Sounds like a you problem. And also, are you so insecure that you're mad that your wife loves something other than you?
Word.
Just tell us how it really is.
Should we get into mine?
Yeah. That guy just pissed me off. They always do. Every time a man writes in, they're always the asshole. Are they ever not?
Well, I have one for you.
Okay.
This is written by a woman.
Love.
Okay, everyone, I need you to lock in. The title for this is, Am I the Asshole for Clearing Out My Ex-Boyfriend's Childhood Room in the home where he grew up? Okay.
Okay.
I moved in with my significant other of 2 years after my pay was reduced in February due to everything that's been happening, and it didn't make financial sense for me to live in my own apartment anymore. My significant other asked me to move in with him, so I took him up on the offer. My significant other is my ex-boyfriend's dad, and I'm now living in the home where my ex-boyfriend grew up.
Wait. So she... They pulled a Cyrus family.
Holy shit.
She broke up with the son and then started dating his dad.
And then moved into the son's childhood home. Okay.
Oh.
My ex doesn't visit the house at all. I suggested to my significant other, his dad, that we should move everything out of my ex's childhood room. Let me use it to store some of my stuff and let me use it as my personal office / lounging room. My significant other agreed, his dad. So I boxed everything up in my ex-boyfriend's childhood room and moved them into the garage, including the furniture. I've redecorated the room and I've made it my own. Before I even moved his things, I emailed my ex about this and told him he should come by and take a look at it and see what he wants to keep or sell or donate. After not hearing from him for 3 weeks, today he texts me calling me all sorts of names for clearing out his and taking, quote, his room. I'm really trying to be sensitive and nice here, but he is making this very difficult and with his rage-filled outbursts and texts. My significant other, his dad, and I are giving him a year to clear his childhood stuff from the garage before I donate everything. Neither my significant other nor I feel clearing out his room was inappropriate, but my ex is just melting down in a tantrum-filled rage for no reason. Why does my ex feel like he owns his childhood room when he doesn't even visit? It's very sad and bizarre. A lot to unpack there.
Dare I say, I don't think it's about the bedroom.
Listen, I'm all for girls supporting girls, women standing by women. Bitch, you're the asshole. Bitch, you're nuts if you can't see how that would sting a little.
Not only,
I mean,
did you go after his birth father?
You're speechless.
I actually can't even wrap my head around, like, anyone's, even if I had a girlfriend, like a BFF, I would never be like, oh, I kind of like your daddy. Kind of think he's pretty cutesy.
My thing is giving, like, being like, he doesn't even visit anymore. Like, what's the big deal?
I wonder why he doesn't visit.
That's not the problem, brother. Like, oh my God. I think it's very short and sweet. Let me hold your hand when I say this. You, my dear, are a asshole.
You might have just ripped
the vagina
so hard that it formed into one ginormous asshole. You don't even have fucking holes anymore. You have one ginormous crevice in your crack. That is how big of an asshole you are, that one wasn't enough.
But yeah, no, rarely will I take a man's side.
Rarely would I ever be like, you know what? I can really understand why the man is mad in this point of view. Mm-hmm. The only times that I really would go against the woman in the scenario is, one, if the girl was cheating. We can't help you in that.
We can't stand by it.
Two, if a girl goes after one of her friend's exes, I also feel like not okay.
Or like family member, I feel like.
Family member. You didn't even go after one of your ex's friends, like, which already would have been unforgivable.
Or like, fine, his brother. Even that's a little touch and go. The brother. Like, okay. His father? Christmas is never the same. You ruined Christmas, girl. You ruined Christmas.
You ruined Christmas for the rest of his life. No. Because even if, say, you and the dad aren't endgame and you don't end up together, the dad and the son will never be able to mend that.
Morgan, picture this. The dad and the ex-girlfriend get married. All of a sudden, girl, your grandma. His children are going to have to call you grandma. And we know all about grandmas on this episode. If y'all ever hook up, he's calling you grandma in bed.
And you're wondering why this man is so mad. Not only did he get betrayed by his ex-girlfriend, he got betrayed by his own dad, his DN mother effing A. That's brutal. Insane. This man should be compensated for the rest of his life. He should get like
emotional. That's emotional.
You should have to pay for his therapy for the rest of his life as like a reward.
But also, like, imagine going through your ex's childhood room and being like, he's not going to need this. And it's like his soccer trophy from fifth grade. Like, whoa, 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 whoa. So you anyways.
You're not even an asshole. You're just like a mean, heartless person.
That's mean. You ruined Christmas. You
threw away his childhood teddy bears.
You're the Grinch. You're the Grinch. Anyways, I hate to take a boy's side, but you are the asshole.
Yeah. Oh my God. I am speechless.
I know. Sorry for bringing down the vibes.
It didn't bring down. It made me sad because also just think of the state of mind you would have to be in to be someone's dad. And then look at your son's ex-partner and be like, oh, yeah, I want to tap that. I want to hit that real quick. There's been too many weenies inside of that package.
Too many. Too many. Well, you know what's alarming to me? You know what all I can think about is?
What? How bad your head hurts, Sam.
That we did an entire episode in a bald cap and didn't address it once.
I think this is my best look yet.
What do y'all think?
I think I look sexy.
When we were doing this, we started contouring our bald caps. We started contouring the bald caps, and it was a level of commitment. The fact that I wasted IT Cosmetics foundation to blend this in.
Did we tell everyone that we're going to the circus after this?
No!
Oh, honk honk. Last night, we were driving home, me, Brooke, and my mom, and we were thinking, oh my God, after we get done filming our glorious, wholesome, wonderful
Baldcast
podcast tomorrow, Baldcast, we should do something fun. And then we didn't know what we were going to do. We are driving past downtown Denver. We see a tent, a blue and white striped tent.
It was
that
an oasis.
Can only mean one thing. I looked at Brooke. I said, Brooke, you need to figure out what's in that tent. Because I was diligently driving.
Is that
one thing about me? I don't text and drive.
And one thing about me, I love abusing Google. So I was like, girl, tent, blue and white tent in Denver right now. And it was like, guess what? Cirque du Soleil.
Cirque du Soleil.
You're joking. So what does Morgan do? Guess who's going to the circus? Me, Morgan, Vicky, Grandma, and Aunt Susie. We're all going to the circus. We haven't decided, however, if we're wearing the bald caps or not.
Have you ever been to the Cirque du Soleil show in Vegas?
The water one?
No, the one where there is a girl swinging from a hook on her head that is attached to her ponytail.
Us doing that in bald caps.
Well, I was always fearing for her. I was like, this girl is gonna go bald. So maybe we should go and support.
We go, you need to stop. This is your future.
You need to stop. It's actually crazy. I will say one thing about the circus. It does make me a little like woozy. The way that these people can bend makes me a little nauseous.
We got good seats.
We got good seats. So we have to go get ready for the circus.
Yeah.
We're clearly not ready right now. We need to go get in a funny, silly mood to go to the circus.
And we don't know how we're going to get these off. Morgan was, we were supposed to use little Q-tips to like put on the glue. Morgan took the bottle and just starts going for it. And I was like, uh-oh. She goes, here, let me do yours. So we have a lot of liquid latex on.
You know
on.
What? Don't fuck with me because this bald cap, it's reusable. And I have no problem whipping it out on any given Tuesday.
No.
Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join, shop your favorite brands, and save. Target, Instacart, Expedia, Macy's, Sephora, CVS, the list is long. Save online, in-store, and at over 22,000 restaurants. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose PayPal, check, Bilt points, or cash out with gift cards. Eligible American Express card members can choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. Terms and conditions apply. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, order dessert. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.
Sleep with one eye open is what we're trying to say.
And imagine me going to Chicago to meet this man that Brooke wants to set me up with.
Yeah.
And us explaining to him, oh yeah, me and my friend started a podcast. Want to watch it?
Yeah, I'm an entrepreneur. Me and my friend, we started a podcast. Like, here's a little sneak peek. Bald.
Well, on that note, thank you everyone for joining us today for our first ever Baldcast. We had a great, wonderful time.
Yes. Thank you for joining us at Baldcast.
I feel empowered.
And see you at the asylum.
See you at the Pennhurst Asylum. I'm going in the tunnel and I don't care. I'm going to Candyland. Watch Project Fear and you will see. You'll know who King is.
No one's allowed to watch the podcast until you watch the episode, because we're going to be referencing things that
we're going to get in the know. We're going to meet the King. That's all I got to say.
Oh, shit.
Well, kisses.
Bye.
Bye.
Ow. Ow, ow, ow. Morgan, ow, that fucking hurt so bad. Ow. Ugh. Oh. Oh my God, now I see why we had to use the Q-tip.
Ow.
Oh.
Oh. Oh my Lord.
Oh my God, I'm locked in here.
What?
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 Ow, this bald cap is so tight.
That was our Baldcast. Thank you all for coming.
Thanks for joining us for Baldcast, guys. What the fuck?